Is there anything else?
We do need to...
One sec. Did you have something?
I have a couple updates that I want
okay.
to
share.
So I just wanted to say that the Maryland Association of Student Councils hosted its first Women's Leadership Forum on Saturday, this past Saturday, March 17th. And so that was a part of Women's Heritage Month and Women's Month being part of March. And so much credit is due to MASC President Grace Wu, who helped create and put together the conference, and it was hosted at Potomac Heights Elementary School in Washington County. And then also, Dr. Guyton actually mentioned this, but last Wednesday, students across our state and across the nation participated in school walkouts to fight for an end to gun violence and to commemorate the lives of teachers, students, and school staff that were killed in the tragic shooting that occurred at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School. And so I was actually a part of my school's walkout. We did something where we were able to coordinate it successfully with our administration. And so I think it was just a great model that all the students shared in, because it was largely nonviolent. It was largely peaceful. And so I just think that that's much to do with the credit of how our students organized and how they really wanted to make sure that their voices were heard. So that concludes all of my comments. And I know that this Saturday actually is the March for Our Lives in D.C., so I'll be attending that as well.
Very good. Thank you.
So we were to have a school safety update today, but unfortunately, Ed Clark is in St. Mary's County. There has been another school shooting there. I don't have any other comments to make about it because we don't have any confirmations of the situation, so I will decline further comment, but just to keep those folks in our thoughts and prayers and hope that there is a good resolution to that very tragic situation. So Ed will be back hopefully in April. We have a huge safety summit scheduled Thursday. Depending on the weather, we'll make that decision today, whether we'll do that or postpone it. We have about almost 275 people coming to that school safety summit.